I'm Kevin Kelly. The show is live and local. It's your connection to local music and more. And before I let you know what's on today's show, I want to say congratulations to the University of Illinois a cappella group Chi-Town, which won the first, what we hope is the first annual a cappella beatdown contest last night on WYNL television, for which I was privileged to be one of the three judges. And everybody who participated, there were eight different a cappella groups, four from the University of Illinois, two from Central High School in Champaign, and two from Millikan University in Decatur. All of them did a splendid job. It was great to hear everyone. And again, congratulations to Chi-Town, and we will no doubt be having them back, because they'll be back to get their award-winning recording opportunity with Illinois Public Media. On the program today, a group called Slide from Ireland, who are going to be performing tomorrow night at the Kirkland Fine Arts Center in Decatur. We've got two of their members with us and their latest CD to share with you during this hour here on Live and Local. Stay tuned. Music by Sir Hamilton Hardy called In Ireland, and it comes with an inscription: in a Dublin street at dusk, two wandering street musicians are playing. The street musician in this case of sorts, flutist Chris Norman, and the Camerata Bariloche, the Chamber Orchestra of Argentina, on a really quite wonderful disc called Highlands, with those performers, and some traditional Gaelic love songs of the sea, arranged by Edward McGuire on that disc, and Brian Packham's Cape Breton Concerto, and more. So I recommend that if you ever looking for some nice wooden flute music on the Dorian label. I'm Kevin Kelly. The show's live and local. And on the show today, we have two members of the group called Slide. In outside of Ireland, they go by Slide, i.e. they tell me that there are other groups around of the same name, and I'll let them explain what a slide is, because I'll need to hear it in any event. But their names are Dara Bracken and Dave Curley. They are going to be performing tomorrow night at the Kirkland Fine Arts Center and on the campus of Millikan University in Decatur. The concert starts at 7:30, and I'm pleased you guys are able to come in today. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, so the name Slide. What is a slide?
Well, as we know, this is what causes confusion around the world. Slide has various many meanings across the world in the English language. But the Irish explanation for it, or the use of the word slide in Ireland, it's a type of rhythm. It's a type of tune. So we have different melodies, and they all have different rhythms in the traditional Irish music. Most people are familiar with the Irish jig or the Irish reel, and even the polka. And this would be kind of in the same similar family to the polka and the jig, that kind of thing. And it's they call it a slide. So it's got a 12/8 time signature. And I suppose the best way to describe it, best way to describe a slide would be an Irish jig after spending the day in Starbucks.
a little hyped up, is
yeah,
it?
Yeah, little pepped up.
Yeah, does that mean there's Starbucks in Ireland?
There is are, now, actually, yeah. It's only as of the last year or two.
Yeah, they're slowly creeping in.
Because they're everywhere. There was actually none in Champaign-Urbana until just a few years ago, and then all of a sudden there were like three or four, and then quickly a couple of them closed because they were having some trouble. But we digress. what did you said, like a jig on a bit of extra coffee. And IE, of course, which I hadn't known until recently, just stands as a sort of international symbol for Ireland.
It's the suffix, I suppose, or what you call it, for the internet address. So if your address in Ireland will be .ie.
In fact, that's how you found your website.
Exactly, yes.
Yeah, slide.ie.
That's a good link.
Yeah, good link. Yeah, that worked well.
And I initially had it as one E, because I read the thing wrong, or I just wasn't really paying attention to the promo. that I received. So that meant absolutely nothing.
It sounds cool though. I saw that in a few things. Yeah, slide 1E.
1E.
So spell slide with 1E, please.
So if you saw it, that means that I probably saw the same thing. So it wasn't totally my fault.
No.
Your group is how many members?
There's 5 of us. It was 4 for a number of years, and then we came across this fantastic singer that's sitting beside me. It's only because he's sitting beside me and complimenting him. And he joined the band about 2 years ago.
Yeah, about that.
And we're now a 5-piece.
And I'm sorry we won't be able to have you play live. Our sound engineer is off at the Agricultural Outlook show in Indiana for our AM station. But you did bring along a couple of your CDs. Mm-hmm. Before we talk more about it, why don't we go ahead and hear something from the earlier one?
Yeah, this is our last studio album, because the last album was a live album. The album was called Overneath. And this track is called Lay Polka.
And am I remembering right? Because I forgot to cue it up. It's track 3?
Track 3, yeah.
Yes.
Okay. The group Slide here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. Thank you. was a medley performed here by the group Slide. This was from their first CD, the name of which is?
The name of the CD is Overneath.
And
the track was Le Polka.
Okay, oh, polkas, that's right. We were just talking about memory, and I can't remember these things. So that was just speaking was Dara Bracken, who. What do you cover in the band? What are your instruments? I assume you have more than one.
My main instrument is the fiddle or the violin. That's chiefly what I play for the whole gig. I used to play the guitar until this singer came along. So I'm playing the guitar on that album, but not since.
And is that because he's a better guitarist?
I have to concede to that. I just play a bit of mandolin and a bit of backing vocals, that sort of thing.
Okay, so you do cover a few things, and Dave Curley is singer and
singer
guitarist,
and guitar, and I play mandolin as well, and a bit of boron. Boron is
drum.
The drum, yes.
Yep. And what other instruments are in the group? Quite a number, I gather.
There are. I'm going to cheat and look at the sleeve notes then. I know. We have Eamon Nabarra, and he plays flute, keyboards, piano, whistles, baron, and he does some vocals. Then we have Egon Lynch, and his main instrument is the concertina. It's an Irish, German accordion type thing. And he does some whistle and vocals as well. Then we have Mick Broderick, who plays bouzoukis and citherns and mandolins. And then we also have with us on this tour, we have Shane McGowan playing guitar as well. So he's filling in for Mick, who has just recently had a baby. So
all by himself.
Yeah, first in the planet.
You guys should be rich if he shares. And I always forget what the bouzouki is. It's a string instrument.
Yeah, it's a Greek instrument originally, and it got brought over to Ireland around the 60s and 70s. It came to prominence. And the kind of main difference is it's been changed to four sets of double strings as opposed to three sets of double strings in the Greek tradition. And it's kind of becoming a fairly prominent instrument for backing tunes and medleys.
So it came over the 1960s and 70s?
It's
very recent, yeah. And it's the main difference as well is that the Greek bouzouki you're probably familiar with has a round back on it, whereas what they call now is the Irish bouzouki. It's got the different tuning, and it's a flat back because of the Irish beer bellies. they can't manage the round back.
And I assume that's not the reason.
No, it's not.
It's a tonal reason. But it just fit the music so well. It was brought over, like Dave said, in the 70s by the likes of Andy Irvine, Donald Lunny, and the guy that brought it over in the first place. This name just slipped my head. He was in Planxty originally.
Can't help you.
I'm going to be in trouble for that. And it just fits so well. There's bands called the Bothy Band and Planxty, and they were huge in the 70s. And it's just it was kind of because the strings are tuned in fifths and octaves and stuff. It fit very well to a modal type of music. So more so than the guitar, which is in standard tuning has a bit too many thirds and stuff to fit the music as well. So it was and the tone of it became very popular instantly in Irish music in accompaniment.
When you say modal type of music, what do you mean by that?
Well, Irish music isn't the same as, say, classical music in the sense that it's got its major scale and then it's got the harmonic minor and melodic minor. The way Irish music works is that it's all based on modes. So you'll have what we're familiar with as a major scale, and then it just moves up one note in that scale to get your minors and your Dorian modes, your Mixolydian mode. It just all it is moving up in tones through that scale. So the scales are slightly different, and they don't feature the thirds and stuff as much as classical music and stuff would feature.
I don't think I'd been aware of that somehow before. But then it's something you would only really need to know if you're playing it.
It's true.
Because you have to work around all that.
You could even play it and be oblivious to the fact as well. You know, you hear the melody and you can just, that's the Irish tradition is an oral tradition. And, so you can just hear the melody and you can join in with that.
Is it, when you say it's an oral tradition, do most traditional Irish musicians then not read music, or some do, some don't?
I suppose more recently there's a lot more academic outlets for Irish tradition music. I studied a Irish traditional music degree in Limerick, which would have been unheard of 10 years ago. So, you know, there's a lot more outlets for people to actually study music in an Irish traditional music setting. So there are probably a lot more around now that would read music than maybe 30 or 40 years ago.
Yeah, in the past would have been a majority that wouldn't read Irish music.
Yeah.
So it was written down by collectors, usually people that came from abroad and travelled around Ireland and put together collections and scored them down. That's how it was recorded. But people pass it on by ear.
So other people can learn it from reading as well as from listening.
Yeah, the thing about it is that you lose a lot in the... it's never transcribed properly. It's like jazz. If you're to try to write it down in any intelligible manner, it's very difficult. You have all these extra symbols for stuff that's not normally written in the music.
Yeah.
So what's written down is the basic melody, but you're missing all the embellishments and the style and everything that you would get when you learn it by ear.
Well, that's like when jazz players learning solos, say of Charlie Parker or whoever, they're going to learn it off of recording.
Exactly.
They're not going to sit down and read somebody's notation of it.
Yeah.
Because
they'll
catch all those things. And that's how so many jazz players, as I understand it, learn music and learn style. It's just listening and listening and listening.
Yeah. I think it's the only way to learn music, really. It's just listening myself. Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's if you're an adept oral learner.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I mean, I'm one who was to just learn to read notes, and that's all I can do is read notes. I don't have any sort of ability that I'm aware of to pick up in the way that you guys obviously can. So how many programs are there now, relatively speaking, that where you can learn academically?
There are a few that are starting to come on stream now on a kind of a very low key, but there's only one specialised Irish traditional music and dance degree program that's available in Ireland. There are other courses that are kind of classical music based with components of Irish traditional music, but nothing that's, you know, out and out Irish traditional music.
You went to the one program.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's fairly prominent in Cork, and isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it is. Yeah.
It covers a large section of other courses, so you do come out with an Irish music degree as well. There's another three colleges that does Irish music, but it has a large classical section to it as well.
Yeah,
yours is the only purely traditional.
It's exclusive traditional. We do a component, and we're the inverse. We do the one component in classical music, one module, and the rest is traditional music or world music.
So does that make you a particularly in-demand person?
No. Particularly unemployable. But there's numerous of other courses. Like they're the main, for kind of a degree, where there's numerous courses where you can get diploma certificates and even just unofficial qualifications. Say there's numerous courses in Ireland outside that. They're just the main college degrees that you can get, or university.
But you become in demand when you get really good.
Yeah, you'd like to think.
Yeah, you'd like to think. Well, Dara here thinks you're a pretty good singer. So are we going to hear a sample of that on this next recording?
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, this song is one that was written by a guy called Paul Brady from home, who did, he kind of went through a few different modes of musical styles in his life. But this is kind of an in-between traditional music and more of his popular genre of music, a song called Follow On.
And this is from your newer recording, a live one.
A live recording, yeah.
Right, okay. The group Slide here on Live and Local. They're going to be at the Kirkland Fine Arts Center in Decatur tomorrow night at 7:30. And two members with us right here in our studio right now. And here's from their new disc.
Shutters on the window, chains upon the door. Sleepless nights been waiting for an answer. fingers on the future. When all is said and done, you are the only one. Follow.
Sounds like you were doing that in front of a live audience of girls.
Since he joined the band.
Yeah, Dara reckons the screaming after the songs has become increasingly higher pitched since I joined the band. But
oh, is that so? You're actually turning slightly red faced.
Yeah,
red so easily.
I go red very. I have a telltale face, so I go red very easily. Unfortunately.
Well, you have a lovely voice. I mean, it really sounds wonderful, and it. I was just talking to somebody the other day. I don't even know if it was on the show or not. That you can't always tell from one's. It was on the show. I think just yesterday we had a early music vocal quartet was in the studio with us, and you can't always tell from somebody's speaking voice what their singing voice is going to sound like. But yours sounded just like I would have thought it would have sounded.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah, which is nice. So yeah. The two tunes we just heard, by the way, listeners, this is a group called Slide from their newer album, which is called?
It's called Bio, which is the Irish for live.
How do you spell that?
B-E-O.
Bio.
Oh,
Bio. There you go. All right. Yeah. That's one that actually looks like it sounds.
Oh.
Or it sounds like
the
it
rare,
looks.
Rare occasion. Yeah,
yeah, exactly, to those of us who don't speak Irish. And they're at the Kirkland Fine Arts Center at Millikan University in Decatur tomorrow night. We have two other members with us right now, Dave Curley, who was the singer, and Dara Bracken, who is the fiddler. and sometimes antic dancer, understand. But getting back, we'll get to that in a minute. But what I wanted to ask was regarding the two tracks we've heard so far, which are quite a contrast with each other, I gather represents some of the range of types of music that you guys do. You're a younger band. I don't know what your ages are, but you're bringing something new, I hope, to the field of traditional Irish music.
I think it's the only way traditional music survives, is if it can be renewed every generation. If it stays in one form, it can end up being a museum piece that people refer back to. Whereas you always have the archives to show you what different pieces were 100 years ago. But it's always good to keep them relevant as well, and young people can enjoy them. We find that our concerts that we have a young following as well as the older following, which is a good sign, because if you just keep playing archival stuff, your audiences will dwindle, I suppose.
Well, that was evidenced by the Screaming Girls in the audience of that one.
So, like you said there, with the wide-ranging, we all come from backgrounds of playing Irish music from when we were kids and soaking it up. That's all around us at home. Well, it's not as much as people think, but we're kind of very used to playing our instruments. We play all the Irish reels and jigs well enough. So what we've done is we've come together and we arrange music. We haven't kind of merged any type of music. We haven't said, right, we're going to merge Irish music and jazz or Irish music and R&B or something like that. We haven't picked any kind of merging. But what we do is that we've also been growing up in a modern society like everyone else and listening to all the music around us. And that's just kind of soaked in by osmosis more than anything else into our music. So we haven't, it just has an energy. So it's very traditional. The melodies and the type of playing is very traditional. But just the feel that we give it and the influences, the subtle influences from other genres that we listen to have kind of crept in and come across in the presentation. So at a concert, it would seem to some people like we're playing rock music, although we're playing traditional music. It's just a presentation, like we might like bang our heads like a metal band would do the same, but we're doing it with the traditional melodies. And so you're getting there, like you said, the two tracks are very different. What you're hearing is there's two traditions in Ireland, is the instrumental melody playing, and that's mostly for dancing to, and there's a few airs, but it's a dance music. And then there's the vocal tradition, which is rarely for dancing to. It's more storytelling, and you have a night would be kind of filled in any Irish party or whatever. You'd have instrumental pieces that are lively, people dance, and then you have the stories and the songs that people sit down and listen to. So that's what you heard there, was one of those, it was a song type of thing, and it's slightly more modern than there's very old Shano songs. Whereas that there is more like a newer type of ballad type of song.
What was the term you just used?
Shannos, sorry, yeah. There's Shannos. We've noticed that we keep using it and forgetting to explain what it is. Shan means old and nos is style, so old style. So there's the old style dancing and the old style song. This is generally looser. Like the old style song mightn't even have rhythm to it. It's very loose, and it's quite often about, say, famine or emigration or sad themes. And then the old style dancing is one of the original types of dancing that David's kind of merging back. He was doing the more modern figure dancing that you're familiar with, maybe with river dance and stuff like that. Now he's going back more to the old style when he's dancing at our concerts. It's kind of looser, it's more like tap, I suppose. So that's what Shannos is. It's the old style. So we might take songs from the old style and give them a bit of rhythm and maybe a bit of accompaniment with a guitar and stuff that just brings it, gently brings it into the modern age without forcing it. Like.
Mm-hmm. I did look at a few video clips on your website, which folks are certainly welcome to and encouraged to check out. It's slide.ie for Ireland. For the group called Slide, billing themselves as Slide IE here in this country and on tour generally. And there is one clip on there with Dave doing the dancing. And it looked very much like tap.
As Dara said, if people are familiar with Riverdance, I did dancing for years since I was about 4 or 5. I went to classes for about 15 years doing that style of dance. But it's become a competition dance more so than a social dance dance form, which is what dancing has always been in Ireland. It has been a social form. So what I've done now is I spent time in college in Cape Breton on the east coast of Canada. And they have a similar style of step dancing to Shannos, which Dara was just talking about. So I did a bit of that while I was there and kind of have merged the two to some sort of in-between. It's not really anywhere, but it's kind of an easier form of dance in terms of energy output. But I enjoy it a lot more.
New Shannos, contradiction.
New Shannos.
New Shannos. New old style.
Well, especially if you're also trying to sing or play at the same time.
Exactly.
I mean, sometimes you see these touring groups and they're supposed to be dancing and playing the fiddle, and it's really hard to believe. Maybe they are.
Well,
but
Dara here is the exception to the rule. It's a sight to behold to see him doing his style. His antic dance, his own style of dance.
Which you can also see on the website.
You can also see, it's a sight to behold.
What's that all about?
Well, it's actually something I've done ever since. I've played in bands since I was young, and it's just something that's been natural to me. I did dancing. I did Irish dancing when I was younger, but I don't do the step dancing as such. I just get excited by the playing and it's fast. I dance a little bit, and it kind of it's more like I suppose Mick Jagger or Michael Jackson than it is like Irish dancing, but not quite as good. I suppose James Brown, some people have said. So it's just moving while I play. But there is a clip that's caught, and this is what people generally ask me about. There's always one time where it goes wrong, and there's always somebody there with a video phone nowadays or a camera of some sorts. You just can't get away with anything. And there's one time in France where I jumped up on a chair, and I used to do this quite often. I'd kind of jump up and jump off a chair maybe, and it was a collapsible chair. So I jumped up and I was coming back off again. The chair just sprung me into the air, and if you take a still from the video, it's quite spectacular because I'm horizontal above the concertina player, and he's unaware of all this.
Probably and I land the far
side. Exactly. I land the far side, but bounce back up, and fiddle and myself unscathed. Well, actually no, my knees were very sore. But the fiddle survived, and apparently, well, there's posts on the website saying that I didn't miss a beat, but I did actually.
But only one.
Only one beat. But it's probably our most hit video on the internet. It's one of those YouTube funny moments.
Went kind of viral.
Yeah.
And of course, you had to put it on the website.
Exactly.
I had to do that. Yeah.
Why not? Because it looks spectacular, actually. Well, it looked a little awkward, but but it was fun to see. So let's hear some rhythms, or what are we going to hear from? We're going back to your earlier CD.
We're going back to the studio one again. There's too much shouting and cheering on the live one, maybe for the same track. What we played the last time was a set of polkas, and we did that in various styles. We did it in different Celtic styles. Of France and Spain and Scotland and Ireland. Now we're going to play a purely Irish track. It's a set of reels, and these are a mixture of old traditional reels and some newly composed reels by composers that are around Ireland at the moment. And we called the track 2 Minutes to Go, and you'll get an idea when you hear how fast it is.
All right, then. It's the group Slide performing at the Kirkland Fine Arts Centre in Decatur tomorrow night at 7:30. You're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9.
Thank you.
Slide, the name of the group here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. Some reels, or a reel. Tell us again what that was.
That was a medley of four different reels. The first one was called Martin's Grove, written by Brian O'Connor. Second one was called Carmel O'Mahony Mulhare, written by Martin Mulhare. The third one is Black Pat, written by the fantastic, famous fiddle player called Tommy Peoples. And the last one is a traditional tune called Follow Me Up.
And giving our back announcement there, Dara Bracken, who is the fiddler for the group, and you heard very prominently in that piece, and also with us, Dave Curley. I'm suddenly blanking on names here. They're not written down right in front of me here from the group Slide, performing at the Kirkland Fine Arts Center at Millikan University tomorrow night at 7:30. Support for our show on FM 90.9 comes in part from World Harvest International and Gourmet Foods on the corner of 6th and University in Champaign, providing Champaign-Urbana with an international selection of chocolates, cheeses, oils, balsamic vinegar, jams, spices, barbecue sauces, and more. World Harvest invites you to join them in supporting public radio. I'm Kevin Kelly. Live and Local is the show. We're with you until 1, and we'll have a newscast at 1:01, weather forecast just before that, and Julie Amacher in with classical music at 1:06. One of the amazing things to me, always listening to traditional Irish music, is the unison playing, you know, where you have two or more instruments playing exactly the same tune at exactly the same time, and when you're really good, it's absolutely seamless, which is what you guys just did. I mean, is there a name for doing that? Is there a term for doing that?
There isn't a term, because it's the most, it's what you do mostly. It's the standard, is unison playing. We do a lot of counterpoint and harmonies, and that's not really part of the tradition. It's something that we bring into the music. So the most normal thing for Irish music is that people meet up in a social occasion and they all play in unison, and it's there's like thousands of melodies, like standards, or like the equivalent of a jazz standard or something, and somebody might start one off and everyone joins in, and it's like a memory game.
And if you don't know it yet, You just listen.
You listen, and you'll get to learn it. Yeah.
And that's where the skill at rote learning comes in.
Yeah. It's essential, really. If you're to, there's so many tunes that you just couldn't learn them all from a book. You'd have to lock yourself in a room for 10 years trying to learn.
Is there a trick to learning that large number of tunes and retaining them?
Well, you'll start to find some things that repeat themselves, kind of, you know, there's a lot of triadic movements and things that they move around chord patterns just as, you know, anything else. But you know, after a while,
not
you start
so much
to
though, because yeah, there's like small nuances in the melody. It's not like, say, blues or something where you can learn a scale and you move within that scale.
It's not that much in pattern, but there are certain patterns that you will hear that will transfer over similarly into another melody. You'll start to see, once you've a kind of a certain collection acquired, you know, after a while you'll start to see patterns and you'll fit into it a lot quicker.
I think you also get better at learning by your skills improve.
Oh, sure.
Constantly. Almost to the stage where if you've been doing it for a long time, and say if you're at a festival that's a week long and at the start and you hear lots of melodies, you almost start to be able to play them on the spot. You just kind of get in the zone, I suppose, and you could hear them once and you're nearly able to play them the next time around.
I would think it would be the similarities, you know, the things that you said, you start hearing the patterns and then they transfer from one tune to another. For me, I would think that would make it harder, and I think it would be easy to just go off into the other tune that sounds like that.
That is a big problem.
That is something that takes a lot of concentration not to. I am prone to doing that, going into the B part of another tune because it starts slightly similar. I know I have a big problem with that, but it takes a lot of concentration. Our concertina player is very good at focusing in and just remembering
separating
which B part.
Tune, yeah.
So what is the age range for your group?
Do we have to say?
You don't have to. No, I'm just curious, sort of know where you fit in the.
I'm 22.
Okay.
And I'm 32.
Is that the range?
Yeah.
That's the range.
Yeah.
So we got the long and short of it right.
Exactly.
Here.
Exactly.
Yeah. So pretty close range. So obviously a pretty young group. Are you among the younger touring groups out of Ireland? Traditional groups out of Ireland?
It's a thing that it's usually young people that tour, to be honest, and you'll get performances or one-off performances from the older groups, but as you get older, it's more difficult to tour. So there are a few other, Bioga's another band that's touring, and Grada, yeah. And they'd be similar age, but it seems to be an age between 20 and 30 that there's a few bands. And then there's a couple of older bands then, the next generation up, I suppose, would be like Alton and Lunasa. And they're touring a small bit still. Well, Lunas are touring a good bit. And then after that, you really get, it's not so many bands. You might get a solo musician or something coming over for a festival or a concert. So they wouldn't be touring as much.
Yeah. Is this your first American tour or not?
This would be our fifth.
Fifth?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm way off.
first time to Decatur, though.
Yeah, exactly. So. And we left it quite late to come to the States, just the way it happened. We toured Europe a lot, and it's kind of convenient to be able to just take a two-hour flight instead of an overnight flight.
Sure.
So for the first 5 years of being a band, we toured Europe mostly and Ireland, and it's something that not many Irish bands tour Ireland, but we had won support from the Arts Council. There was a competition between all the young Irish bands, and we received tour support for touring Ireland and smaller little pockets of Ireland that you wouldn't necessarily be able to afford to travel to, and accommodation and all that. So we were kind of spoiled for a number of years just playing near home. But it's been fantastic, actually. And it was a good idea. It worked out really well because Dave joined the band just when we were coming over to the States. So we really hit the States with a strong foot. I don't know. Is that a phrase?
Right foot forward. As
right
well,
foot so. Forward. And it's gone fantastically for us. As soon as it came in, we've been booked up. We've had to refuse gigs nearly because we want to spend more time at home. So it's gone very well for us in the States. We're delighted.
Well, and the one thing I meant to ask you about, and we won't have time really to talk about other than just to say that you also, where you go, do workshops.
Yes.
And are doing that in Decatur as well.
Yeah, we're doing a percussion workshop in Decatur. Normally we do more workshops. There'll be a fiddle, but it's usually mainly in traditional. So each area, we've noticed across America that there's a lot of traditional players and Irish players or even bluegrass players that are interested in Irish music or something like that. So we do workshops in all the various instruments and songs. There's a particular interest in percussion in the college. So we're doing a percussion workshop.
Well, next time you're in the area, we'll have to see what we can rig up some other ones, because there's
exactly.
plenty in our listening area, yeah. that I'm sure would be very interested. Well, we're going to go out with one more from your live disc, and what are we going to hear?
This is a traditional song called "The Maid of Coolmore." It's in the traditional. We don't know who penned it as such, but it's a nice song, and I was drawn to it by another guy who did a lovely version of it. So this is our take. On the Maid of Coolmore.
Dave Curley's the vocalist, and Dara Bracken, the fiddler for Slide, who are at the Kirkland Fine Arts Center at Millikan University in Decatur tomorrow night at 7:30. For more information, go to millikan.edu/Kirkland, and you can find their phone number and all the ticket information right there. It's live and local on FM 90.9. Thank you both very much for joining us.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
From sweet lovely Derry to the fair London town, there is no finer harbour anywhere to be found, where the children each evening go and they join in the dance with the Maid of Coolmore. And the next time I saw her, she bid me goodbye. And the last time I saw her, she grieved my heart sore as she wandered away. If I had the power, the air for to fly, I wouldn't build the storms higher and darken the sky. I wouldn't blow the winds higher and the seas fall to roar on the boats that are sailing away from Kumor. And I'll go to America, my love, for to see, for it's there as a pilgrim who wandered away from Kumor. And from sweet lovely Derry to the fair London town, there is no finer harbor anywhere to be found, where the children each evening go down to the shore and they join in the dance with the maid of Kumor.
Slide performing on Live and Local on FM 90.9. Again, you can hear him tonight, or rather tomorrow night at 7:30 at the Kirkland Fine Arts Center in Decatur. Our broadcast today is made possible with support from Sweeney Brothers Carpet and Rug Gallery of Bloomington, an authorized Karistan Broadloom and Rug dealer at 11 Westport Court on Bloomington's East Side. This is WYLL, FM and HD Urbana, the listener-supported broadcasting service of the College of Media at Illinois.